In the beginning, there was a creation of a small plastic case. In this case, there was an item called a DVD. When the DVD was placed inside the machine, the first movie was being watched. This allowed the Extra Features podcast to be...
Whitney.
Oh.
How about the story of Whitney Houston?
Bob, go ahead.
Okay, I saw it at the theater. There wasn't that many people there. No, actually, there was about 20 or 30 when I was at the theater for it. I liked it. It just, I know, like, you're not supposed to like life stories or documentaries sometimes, but I found it interesting, her life, like, the songs, the music, her life with Bobby Brown, how she died, how Bobby Christina died. I was interested all the way through.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't have. There was nothing of interest in this film for me.
Oh.
I knew most of it. I mean, nothing at all. Other than I thought everything I read said Bobby Brown started on drugs, and it wasn't Bobby Brown. It was her brother.
It's her brother, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm watching this film. I'm like, this is just, she's not interesting to me as a person. She doesn't do anything. She's a singer. Her mom brought her there, which we all knew that. She becomes big. She dates a bunch of people. Her best friend's a lesbian. She meets Bobby Brown, has a kid, does drugs. Am I missing anything?
Well, I didn't finish, so I haven't seen the ending.
Well, she started out as a gospel singer and then and went from there. And then what's her face, aunt or cousin or whatever?
Dionne Warwick,
yeah.
I found it interesting to see that she came from
Harley.
Gospel
yeah.
R&B royalty. You know, Sissy Houston was part of the Aretha Franklin singers. She sang back up for Elvis. She had a career of her own. And then, you know, they kind of fostered Whitney into this. And Whitney could sing.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. And she was super talented. And she burst onto the scene. And it's the 80s, and it's the decade of excess. Everything is easily available. Drugs, alcohol, money flows like water.
Yeah.
And she's a superstar. She's top of the list. And she, they kind of glossed over a lot of her career, I found. I'm only about 45 minutes into it, but I found that I'm already now at, you know, kind of like the career is dying off. She's met Bobby Brown. They're getting married. But she dated a lot of people. Eddie Murphy and celebrity athletes and stuff like that. She was a huge international star.
Yeah.
Instead, we get behind the scenes stuff showing that she was kind of catty towards other singers in the business, like Janet Jackson and who's the one that she makes fun of a lot? That's Paula Abdul.
Well, you should make fun of Paul.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, that's the part I didn't enjoy, like being catty towards the other singers, because I thought like each singer individually is good in themselves. But I really liked her music. Like I thought she was really good. As you said, really, she's a really good singer. So
yeah,
I think that's the part I enjoyed the most.
And then you know, it's clear that she had a relationship with her friend Roxanne. Or Roxy or whatever. Her family, it was kind of like the Sopranos. Once they had the money flowing in, the father wasn't going to mess around with the formula. They had to lie about everything.
Yep.
Present a certain face. Actually, it kind of reminds me of a family in another film that we're going to review later in the show.
Yeah.
Where everything's about face.
Correct.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
But in the end, I don't know. I haven't seen how the story ends. I know she dies, so.
That's all you need to know. That's pretty much the end.
Spoiler alert.
I'm kidding.
Spoiler alert, she dies? That's so much of a spoiler. She knows she dies.
Oh, no, I know.
What I thought was weird, they didn't interview RJ at all, her boyfriend at the current time. Never listed, never talked about, never seen him.
No, well, I guess not.
It was just some of the weird, like they didn't interview any Murphy. I thought they were missing a lot of interviews.
Well, you know, it's like that Queen biopic. I mean, this is an actual documentary, but this is a documentary assembled by her family.
Ah,
and Bobby Brown.
That's why.
Right? Yeah. You know, it's very, a lot of input from her mother and her aunts and her brothers and other family members.
Yeah, that's why it's done.
Not so much the people that didn't like her or had problems with her. And,
yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
And Robin's not in it. Her best friend's not. No sign of her either.
No, just a video.
Yeah, that's what I find kind of strange. Like, this person's supposed to be Whitney's confidant, never see her, so...
Yeah.
I think there's a better Whitney documentary out there somewhere.
I think this was like, okay, well, we need something out there to set the story straight on our girl. You know, on our family. And that's what that was.
Okay, guys, we've got time for one more.
I thought we had two more to do.
Well, we have two, but you're going to have to rush them.
All right, well, I didn't see The Apostle, which is our Netflix film. Who did see that?
I didn't, Dan did. Yeah. Dan, I'll make
what do you got to say?
I really didn't. I found it boring.
Yeah, Dan. Okay. I can't. Oh, and Michael Sheen?
Yeah.
What's the basic premise?
In 1905, a drifter on a dangerous mission to rescue his kidnapped sister tangles with a sinister religious cult on an isolated island.
Yep, that's right. Exactly like Mandy.
Yeah. So, cult movie, it's pretty, it's boring at times, and I don't think we really got to know Dan Stevens' character that well.
I don't think we know anything about Dan Stevens' character.
I was like, gotta get my sister, and then he's been through some shit, I guess. We don't know what shit. Yeah, I didn't really get the ending, but...
You get the ending, Dan Stevens goes nuts, the other guy tries to take over the cult... And his sister escapes. What do you need to know?
Well, I mean, with the freaking weeds growing out of his face, he's growing into the island.
He's turning into something. I couldn't figure that out for the life of me.
Yeah.
And who,
I mean, I like
Bob, stop making noise.
What?
Somebody's making a lot of noise. Eating something or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Continue, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I thought Dan Stevens played his character well, even though we didn't really know him. And I liked the power trip that one guy went on.
Yes, that was the only decent part in the film, I thought.
And the kills are pretty good, and some parts are actually kind of scary, like when he was underneath the thing.
Oh, I thought when he had the kid and he's wenching him into the thing.
Oh, right, with like the barbed wire.
That was a little intense, I thought.
That was really intense. And like... Especially, like, the thing going through the guy's head. I was like, okay, I don't really want to watch this.
I thought this was going to be a horror film, but no. It was more of a dull cult film.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Kind of like period horror.
Yeah, didn't do anything. Okay, open up the vault, intern.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the vault. Mm. Oh, there's a cheese.
You're hungry again?
What kind of cheese?
Yeah.
Fair enough. You ate enough yesterday. I thought you were good.
I had a salad and a sandwich.
Yeah, I wanted to.
How is that enough?
Yeah, right. You probably need more food. Sorry about that, then. I'll get you some cheese.
Okay, so what's in the vault?
Besides
what's
the cheese, I think there's some dust under the mouse
there. No, what's the movie? Not the comedy.
Oh, Ordinary People. Starring Mary Tyler Moore, Donald Sutherland,
Timothy Hutton, Elizabeth McGovern.
Yeah.
Adam Baldwin.
Sure.
Diana Mayoff.
Manoff
from Greece. Adam Baldwin.
Yeah. M. Emmett Walsh.
Oh, yes. Yes. Love him.
M. Emmett Walsh.
Yes. Emmett Walsh, yes.
That was his coach, wasn't it?
Yeah, swim coach.
Patrick Leahy.
Okay. Well, thanks. I want to thank whoever put this on the list, because this is one movie I've never seen.
Actually, it was me. I put it on the list because I won the summer movie contest.
Or punishment movie.
I've never seen it, so I figured we might as well watch something that won an Oscar for a change, out of the crap Dan makes me watch.
Yeah, I make you watch them, no.
So I thought we might as well watch something none of us had seen, like a blind spotting.
Mm-hmm. And this is better than like a 1920s musical, so thank you.
You're welcome. Well, there's a choice between this and Network, and I pick this over Network.
Okay. Wouldn't have minded Network.
Maybe next when I beat your ass at the Oscars, you'll be watching Network.
I'll give you guys a Network when I win.
You're not winning, so don't forget that idea.
Oh, no.
Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
All right, so basically we're introduced to this family, parents, Donald Sutherland and Mary Tyler Moore, and their son, Tim Hutton. And Tim's got some issues, and we learn fairly early on that there was another brother who died in a boating accident. With the surviving brother, and Bucky is actually, they call it, that was his name, I guess, Bucky. So Bucky drowned in the pond on some boat in a storm. And shortly afterwards,
we forgot Judd Hirsch. Sorry.
Oh yeah, Judd Hirsch. Yes, is a psychiatrist or psychologist, yes. Whichever. So the Tim Hutton character is not processing his brother's death well, and he actually tried to commit suicide by slicing his wrists up with a knife. Yep. And so he's gotten out of whatever institution he was in, and I was surprised that they mentioned electroshock therapy, so which shows how dated the film is, that he was, blitzed with electricity and so forth. But anyway, so he's trying to fit in. He's trying to get back in, and his mother is very controlling and very image conscious. And the father is just a nice guy from the scenes of it. He really wants his son to get help, so he's really pushing him to go see someone.
Yeah.
And it just goes from there. It's just a couple of hours of them dealing with shit. And not processing it well and not processing it well, and public face versus private face, and there's a couple of incidents where the Tim Hutton character really kind of loses it. And one night in particular, his parents are away, and he tries to reach out to his friend who he'd seen earlier in the film, who was very cheery and positive and so forth. Anyway, she's killed herself, so he kind of loses it and has to see a psychiatrist, or he has to see Judd Hirsch and get talked off the ledge.
Yeah.
But, I was dealing with it's about depression and anxiety and grief and all these different things. And Mary Tyler Moore, of course, is in complete denial the entire movie. She is the perfect person. Unfazed by the death of her child.
I don't think Mary Tyler Moore cares about her child.
I think she does.
I don't get that question.
But she doesn't show it. She's one of those parents that doesn't show love outward to her children.
Oh. And she doesn't want to assess that, like, maybe her being so unloving is why she's so unhappy.
I think that's exactly the reason.
Right.
Yeah. I think
the Tim Hutton character is definitely dealing with that, too. He's getting that vibe of, like, grow up, be a man, move on from the bad stuff, and everything will be fine.
Yeah, I agree.
And the father's kind of like, no, it doesn't really work like that. You need our support. You need our, there's a breakfast scene where she gives him French toast, and he says, I'm not really hungry. And so she just snaps the plate away from him, throws it into the carburetor. And the father's like, wait a second, that's perfectly good food. Why would you just do that?
Oh, it doesn't.
She's like,
well,
he's not going to eat it.
It doesn't last long. You can't leave it.
Yeah. Which, of course, like, the father might have eaten it, or who knows.
And same at the party when he's just trying to have a general conversation with somebody. She gets pissed off at him mentioning the psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And I think, like, if you didn't, I mean, I know there's like a sense of it, but like, I think what really like makes you like realize like, wow, is when she doesn't even want to take a picture with the kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she's just so adamant, like, give me the camera, I'll take one of you three guys. And then he's not, like, Sutherland's not doing it, so Tim Hutton just loses his shit.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I don't get, how was he in supporting actor? Like, when he's the focus of the movie and then kind of, like, with, like, 40 minutes that kind of focuses to her that she's the problem.
I think it's Hollywood logic.
Okay.
Right, so the Hollywood logic would be that Donald Sutherland and Mary Tyler Moore are the stars.
Correct.
And now Tim Hutton is supporting, but he's one of the principals.
Yeah, it's his first movie, too, which is kind of impressive. And it's Robert Redford's first directorial as well.
I could definitely see why it was a big deal at the time.
I agree.
It's definitely a bit dated.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And, I thought Donald Sutherland looked less Donald Sutherlandly in this one.
He does.
He's a bit of a chameleon.
I agree.
You could actually see the Kiefer there.
Yes.
More than some of the crazy movies he did in the 70s.
Correct.
And Mary Tyler Moore is just, like, no personality whatsoever. She's just all front.
Correct.
And she does break down in the very last scene, though, before she leaves.
Well, because she realizes she's wrong.
Well, she's lost it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that final sequence where the father's out there saying, oh, the yard doesn't look as big as I thought it was, or something like that.
Correct.
I think it was just the illusion. And the other thing, too, is that, this movie is definitely a 1980s movie because it's about affluent white people.
Yes, it is.
I mean, these people have cash.
Oh, yeah.
And they're very well off. They have everything that they could possibly want. So, I don't know.
Well, even on the golf trip, when she's on the golf trip, when they ditch Tiffany Hutton with her parents.
Yeah.
He's like, have you called him yet? Oh, you're calm. Calling him tonight. Well, okay.
And, don't coddle him.
Yeah.
And she's talking about, like, another golf occasion, and he's like, oh, yeah, like, Connie would love that. And she's like, wait, what? Who said anything about bringing the little shit kid? Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I loved it, but, like, it's, like, a fascinating character study.
Oh, I quite enjoyed it. I really liked it.
See, like, I went into it dark because I forgot what it was about. And then I liked it, but I don't think I'd watch it again.
I thought it was an interesting look at depression and anxiety and grief. I thought those things were all things that people deal with quietly. And this poor kid... he doesn't know how to handle it, and to his friends, he's a weirdo, he's a freak, because he's just not processing things, because his brother died, his best friend, and there's a sequence with their third guy, like they had another friend who was very close with them, with both brothers, and he says to him, listen, you know what, he was my best friend too, I know where you're coming from, and he's like, don't shut me out, but the Tim Hutton character just can't process it, he can't let anybody in.
Yeah, and I think it just hurts too much for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
And, like, his father's at one point was like, hey, where are the old guys? I never see your buddies anymore. You know, like, you need to see your friends. You need to get out. You need to, don't get as wound up as you are. You know, he tries to see the best for his son, but the guy's still kind of, he's not there.
Okay, well, that's it for us, guys. You were way over time. We might have a two-part episode. We've been doing so well, so.
Oh, okay, so I thought that was a lot of movies. Did anybody buy anything?
No.
No.
No, I bought Christopher Robin.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Oh, yeah. I bought The Incredibles, too.
Good choice.
And I bought Venture Brothers season 6 and 7.
I've never watched it. I always mean to.
I love the Venture Brothers.
I'm told I'll love it if I watched it.
So good. It's like a complete parody of like Johnny Quest and superhero cartoons.
Okay, we're done? Good?
Yep.
If they make it.
So the if yeah, the Simon reviews it. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
I'm Daniel.
Intern.
And if they make it,
we review it.
Okay.
Somebody says something.
Goodbye.
Okay.
To contact us, please email at extrafeatures@gmail.com and join us at our Facebook page.